And welcome back to the Tuned In Podcast.
Oh, we're back, boys.
We're here, baby. This is, I guess, yesterday was the first day of March Madness.
Straight up.
16 games in one day.
Oh,
amazing
man,
time.
That's so hype.
It's the middle of March.
It's Christmas morning, dude.
I know, literally. I woke up yesterday morning and didn't have any school, didn't have any responsibilities, you know?
Yeah.
So I just got some good food and just sat on the couch most of the day. Watched all the games. It was great.
Bro, I'm taking a American literature class. We were literally watching a ballet in my class, and I was like, dude, you're not going to get me to watch this ballet over March Madness. I'm in the corner of the room.
I'm sure you probably saw other people watching it too. I don't know.
Yeah, there was like two other people. Yeah. It's just that time of year, you know.
Yeah,
basketball's in the air.
Shout out to the teachers who let kids watch March Madness in class.
That's right. I heard some professors here at BYU canceled the classes that were around 2 o'clock yesterday, which was good timing for the BYU game too. So
shout out to BYU. We'll talk about their game probably at
the end
of the episode.
Absolutely.
But we got some good things to talk about today with the Jazz and a little bit of March Madness because we love talking about that too. So we had 3 games this past week. We'll break down 1 and 2 in those games against some pretty bad teams as well. So we'll talk about that. We'll predict the next week of Jazz games, and then we'll talk about certain Jazz guy that's going to break a record pretty soon that you might not be aware of. And then we'll get into a lot of March Madness talk, break down yesterday, kind of what we see for the next end of the first round and start of the second round. And then we'll catch you with some local sports.
Don't forget to check us out on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. We see it every week. Find us at Tuned In Jazz on Instagram as well. You can get involved in the conversation. And this is episode 67 of Tuned In Jazz.
All right, so I think I might have gained a little bit on you in the
in
the predictions last week.
That's right.
But not how I wanted it to go. We got 2 losses and a win, but the win was against the Wizards.
Yeah.
Who we honestly really needed
to lose probably, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, coming into that game, at least from a fan's perspective, I doubt the players were thinking this. This was like, who is the better loser?
Yep.
Better tanker out of the teams. I guess we're the better team, but we should have lost this game.
Yeah. Unfortunately. I think we would have rather won the Minnesota game because that would have helped our pick a little more.
It's true.
That's okay. I mean, we're just, this season's just kind of a dumpster fire right
now.
So.
I mean, we got, let's see, like maybe 3 weeks left of games.
Yeah, 12
something
games,
something like
I think.
Yep. So it's coming by pretty soon. Then we'll get into some playoffs. Even if the Jazz aren't in, we'll probably still talk about
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. And then, of course, the NBA draft. That's going to be a big deal coming up. And the lottery.
Yeah.
Even so. But let's get into that Timberwolves game first.
Yeah, absolutely.
They definitely beat us by 28.
Yes, they did.
I think this was Rudy Gobert's first game back from injury. He'd been out for a while.
Yeah, he looked like it too.
Yeah. He played all right, but our boy Walker Kessler probably played better just in that game specifically.
You love to see that against a guy like Rudy Gobert, too. I feel like Walker Kessler doesn't always show up in big matchups. Rudy Gobert's a big matchup, so.
Yeah.
Especially with rebounds. I mean, maybe you weren't worried about Rudy Gobert scoring like you would Jokic or Embiid, but getting rebounds, Gobert's probably one of the best in the league, so.
Yeah, definitely. That. Yeah, and so maybe Walker Kessler's starting to put his name in the hat as maybe a top 10 center in the league.
I think so.
I don't know if I could name them all off right now, but I think he's got to be top 10.
Tough. I feel like after Jokic and Embiid, it gets a little choppy. Maybe you got the Jaren Jacksons or the Bams, but
some of those guys are forwards too.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like who's a 5, who's a 4. They all kind of play 5 sometimes, but anyways.
Yeah, I mean Jared Allen's probably up there.
That's true.
But
yeah,
I would argue Kessler's been about as good as Jared Allen.
Yeah, Kat's probably back up there.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it gets
so
a little...
I we'll have to think about it in a future episode. But I think
definitely.
He's put himself. He was probably somewhere 15 to 20 range before the season.
I could agree.
But now I'd say that he's probably a top 10 center in the league,
absolutely.
You could argue.
And I think we mentioned this last week, but if the Jazz were even slightly competitive, I think Walker Kessler would be front runner for Defensive Player of the Year in my mind, especially with Wemby out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, of course, that's not, the case. But.
Yeah, if we can get a competent roster around somebody, I think Walker Kessler could lead us to a good defensive season. Because I think pretty much the criteria they look for Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert always checked all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have like a top five defense in the league as a
team. Impact, yeah.
And then you got to have blocks and rebounds.
Yep.
He's already getting the blocks and rebounds, so we just need a top five defense in the league.
Absolutely.
And then I think he could get that award. And of course, you have to be like a playoff team.
Yeah. I also saw this week, oh man, I wish I would have looked what game it was. He hit a three this week. Did you see that?
Oh, really?
It's like a corner three.
Oh, it looks like it was this game, the Timberwolves. Was it?
Yeah.
He shot six threes.
Let's go. He's expanding his game. I love it.
Yeah. Another story this week, Cody Williams has been in the starting lineup all three of these games, but it's been a little bit rough for him.
Horrible, dude.
We'll give him some grace because, well,
yeah.
I don't know. Eventually, we got to stop giving him some grace.
That's
but,
true.
But he, I don't know if he's really started many games this year.
Yeah.
He's actually started 16 games, but he started the last four. Hasn't gotten above 6 points. Shot pretty bad from three.
Yeah.
In the Minnesota game, he went 1 for 4. Chicago 2 for 8. Washington 1 for 7 from the field. So it's been kind of rough, to say the least. Where do you stand on Cody Williams now? I feel like I haven't heard your thoughts in a while.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I do think he's a rookie. He's a young rookie. So he's not like one of these guys that played in college many years. Like. So he does deserve a little bit of grace. However, at this point in the season, we would really like to see more than 2 points in 20 minutes, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or at least like some other kind of stat that like shows you're impacting the game. Even if he was like 2 for 12, I would be like, okay, well, at least he's like taking shots, you know? Like he took four shots. And anyways, it's a little concerning for me, but. I don't know. We'll see what happens in the offseason,
I guess. It looks like the last part of the year, they might keep him in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
And just tell him, make lots of mistakes and learn from them.
Yeah, it's going to make us lose, but that's what we want.
It's going to make us lose a lot of games.
Yeah.
My question is, I know last year we were talking about Taylor Hendricks on a similar plane, but a little different. For him, it wasn't that he was playing bad. It was just that he wasn't playing. And we're like, well, hey, this guy's like, wasn't he like the 8th pick?
Yeah.
And he's not even playing. And now with Cody Williams, we're not complaining about him not playing.
Yeah, that's
true.
We're
complaining about him playing bad.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess, which would you rather have? Would you rather have a guy not playing or a guy playing bad?
Well, in my opinion, that's tough. For a top 10 pick, I think they have to be playing, in my opinion. Especially if you're in the situation the Jazz are in. If you're like the Cleveland Cavaliers, obviously.
These games have no stakes, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd rather them almost play bad. I mean, not this bad, necessarily. But like, I want them to actually go out there and play, not just exist for 20 minutes. But I'd rather them play bad, honestly. That's how you learn. So
I'd say I'd rather them play bad, too.
Yeah.
But give me like some optimism, you know?
Yeah,
like
right.
Maybe he plays bad in 9 out of 10 games, but he has that one game where you're like, okay, maybe there's something special here.
Absolutely.
He hasn't even had that game yet.
Not even, yeah. Even in the G League, it doesn't seem like it seemed like he played okay, but I was like looking at him like, he doesn't even seem like he fits there. Like, I don't know I honestly feel like my opinion on, obviously, I'm not in, like, the locker room or at practice, but it just makes me wonder if it's a confidence thing. Like, it just seems like that's what it is,
Mm-hmm.
It's such a huge thing in sports, so anyways.
Yeah, I think he's had a couple, like, 10, 11, 12, 13-point games. Like, maybe 5 of those this season.
Yeah.
But that's not that great. Like,
not great.
Our boy Filipowski, 32nd pick, he's had, like, what, 5 20-point games throughout the season, maybe
almost.
Even more than that. The last couple weeks he's been doing that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'd say the same. I'd say I'm okay that you're playing bad because we're glad that you're playing.
Yeah.
But maybe like We just need one of those games to give us some optimism, right? Maybe it could have been against the Wizards, I would have thought, but
yeah,
just one game where we can see him shine a little bit, but it's been really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. But a tough loss against, well, that's not really a tough loss. We'll take the loss, but we lose against the Wolves, and then we went and played the Bulls. We came back home with the Chicago Bulls. Speaking of rookies, Matas Buzelis, really nice.
Yeah.
This game, I think, wasn't he a couple picks later?
Yeah, he was. Williams? We could have drafted Matas.
Yeah, he had 17 points, 9 rebounds against us. You know, I'm not saying anything, but maybe we missed the boat there, but that's fine.
Hey, he blew it in the dunk contest, though.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, maybe not, yeah. But Keontae had 16. That was really the only bright spot I could see. Just kind of a rough game.
At least you got to see Lauri Markkanen play, too. That's true, he wasn't sitting out this game. He had 16 as well.
That's true. It makes me wonder if he thought he was not going to be playing at this point in the season. That would be my guess, but
yeah, guess NBA made sure that he's playing.
Yeah, he's back, I guess.
And then our win of the week, Washington Wizards. I'm sure most Jazz fans were probably hoping Jazz would lose this game.
Yeah, we needed this.
But at the same time, you're always happy to see a win. Oh. The other rookie, second pick Alex Sarr, he had a great game against us, 22 points. I didn't even know this, but he can shoot threes. He made 4 threes in the game.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that he couldn't really shoot.
Yeah.
But he did pretty well.
Yeah, a little, I guess, since we're talking about this, Jazz are still tankathon. We're tied with the Wizards now. I mean, we kind of were right there anyways, but we're still 2.5 games ahead of third place in Charlotte, so we're still in a good spot. Even though this is kind of an unfortunate game to win for us.
Yeah. One thing that's also interesting is the Miami Heat have lost 9 games in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
And when I kind of thought they were going to be like a playoff team.
They're in eighth, yeah.
They're like in eighth in the lottery, yeah. So holy like cow. They've really fallen off.
Yeah.
Surprising. I don't know what's going on there. I know Jimmy Butler was... I thought that when Jimmy Butler left, they were going to get better.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of making the locker room not as great.
Yeah.
But, man, they're 9 in a row. That's not great for them.
Especially with, you had Tyler Hero as an all-star this year. Bam's had a really good season. And then I don't think Andrew Wiggins is a bad piece to add.
No, not at all. I know he's gotten hurt recently.
Yeah.
But he's a good piece, right? Yeah. He can average 20 on that team,
probably. And you got the cancer out of your locker room. So, it's weird.
Yeah,
you wouldn't think that would be. And I think the Warriors, speaking of that trade, the Warriors are pretty hot right now. They won their last two, but I think they're 9-1 in their last 10.
That's very good.
So, yeah, they're killing it. Maybe they're looking right now like they won that trade, but we'll see later, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the Warriors can be a scary playoff team to whoever plays them. If I'm the Rockets or if I'm the Grizzlies, I'm really hoping I don't see the Warriors in the first round.
Yeah, absolutely.
But hopefully the Jazz can at least stay low where they're now at 2 with the Wizards. Maybe we could even get that number 1 spot.
Yeah.
We really needed to lose that last game, but it is what it is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that takes us to our player of the week. This is a tough one to pick. I was tempted because of the one game, the 15-19 game from Walker Kessler to do it, but I don't want this to turn into a Walker Kessler fan podcast, so instead, I'm going to talk about a guy who I think we overlook a lot this year, Colin Sexton, my player of the week.
Ooh, let's go.
He had 22 points against Minnesota, I believe, and then he also had 18 against the Wizards. I just think it's becoming a thing where we just kind of overlook him on the... on the box score, just because he does what he does. He's not really flat. Well, he is like, he's high energy, but he's not really flashy. He doesn't put up like huge numbers, but he's just consistently good.
Yep. And he's a good leader on the team, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's hard not to play hard when he's on the floor playing next to you. So I think he deserves it. We're really grateful for Colin Sexton.
I love that. And I also agree. I think we've slept on Colin Sexton throughout the year just because these games, right, they haven't had much stakes.
Yeah.
But he's been playing great.
Absolutely.
And I do think that a lot of Jazz fans are kind of divided on whether he's part of our future, he's not part of our future.
Yeah.
But I think one thing's for sure, whatever team he ends up on, he's going to ball out for that team.
Asset. Absolutely.
Whether it's on our team the next couple of years or if he ends up somewhere else.
Absolutely.
He can play, he hustles, and he's fun to watch.
Absolutely.
And so shout out to Colin Sexton. Honestly, he makes some of these games much more entertaining to watch, even though the Jazz are not as good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's maybe his second player of the week throughout the season.
So. Which is crazy.
You could argue that he... Oh, third. Sorry, yeah. Third. That feels about right for
He's
him.
He's easily been our most consistent player this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Crazy. We just forget about him a lot.
Well, that also gets us into the next couple games. We have a lot coming up.
Yep.
As we're recording, it's Friday morning, so we actually have a game tonight. But we did predict it last episode, so you could change it if you want. But right now, how it stands, you said the Jazz will lose by 10 to the Celtics.
Yeah.
I said Jazz lose by 12. You're going to stick with that.
Double it. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think it's...
We just stick with what we got.
It's the Celtics. We're the Jazz right now, so we'll just roll 10.
Yeah, the Celtics make the most threes per game of any team. That's how they win.
They'll probably bring in the third unit of guys. Honestly, they're so deep. It's insane.
It's true. Yeah. Sam Hauser. Last time, I think he had 30 against us.
Yeah, they'll have Jordan Walsh out there cooking us up. Be crazy.
Okay, and then we go on. We play another great team, Cleveland.
Yes, sir.
But they come to the Delta Center, so we'll get to see Donovan's return.
Yep.
Who do you got in that game?
Oh, man. Talk about another hot team. I think they're still, as of right now, the top team in the East. I'm going to say Jazz lose by 12. It's going to be a rough week, I think.
I agree. They're a great team. We're not. I'm going to say Cavs win by 15.
Ooh. Yeah, that's
so fair. Pretty big margin. I think they'll take care of business.
That's fair. And then we turn around and we play the Grizzlies here at home in Salt Lake. Another kind of hot team. They're kind of up and down. What do you feel about this game?
So I was actually looking at some stats. And guess who the top two teams are in points per game in the league?
It's like Indiana's always up there, probably Indiana.
No,
and Memphis,
they've had it down here. It's actually Cleveland and Memphis.
Oh wow! Okay,
So we finish playing Cleveland, we go on to play Memphis. They're the two best teams in points per game in the league, and so that for that reason, I'm going to say the Grizzlies win by 8. Mm. The Grizzlies are also a deep team.
Yeah,
they have like one of the best like bench points per game in the league. Oh. Desmond Bane's kind of been turning it up. I think they'll take care of business too, win by 8.
Yeah. I said Grizzlies win by 8 as well. I think
nice.
Desmond Bane, every time I watch him, I'm just like, dang, this guy is so good. I saw a video the other day. I don't know if you've been hearing the best third option debate around Austin Reeves. I don't know if you've been hearing that.
Okay.
But they've been talking about who's the best third option in the NBA. I think it might be Desmond Bane, high key, because that guy's a hooper.
He is really good.
So, I think Jazz is by 8. It could be an interesting game. I don't know. It seems like a game the Jazz could just randomly play good in.
Yeah. I also think the next game could be that.
Yeah.
Where the Jazz might...
We stay at home and play the Rockets.
Yep. The Rockets are a great start of the year. They've kind of turned down a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. What are you feeling? Final score of this one?
I'm going to say this one's going to be the closest game this week.
Mm, I agree.
I think we can compete with the Rockets the most at any of these teams.
Yeah.
But I'm going to still say the Rockets win by 5.
Oh, okay. We're like on the same wavelength this week. I said Rockets win by 6.
Okay.
They're just... I'm trying to remember if they're... Are they looking like a playoff team right now? They were at one point like pretty high up in the standings.
Yeah, I believe they're a top four.
Oh, they're second
seed.
Right now,
they're second.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second place keeps switching. It was the Nuggets and Lakers at one point. The Grizzlies were up there.
Yeah, those four teams are kind of all bouncing up and down.
Dude, and the Thunder are 12 games ahead of second place. That's insane, dude. Anyways. But yeah, Rockets are... They're a good team. So hopefully we'll catch them on a bad night. Maybe keep it a little close. See what happens on the road.
So, and then our last game from this upcoming week, we play the Nuggets in Denver.
Man.
They're another team at the top of the West right now. They're also a very good offense in the league.
Yeah.
I guess this will be a good matchup for Walker Kessler as well, win or loss, kind of see how he competes.
Yeah.
But who do you got for this?
I think this could be our biggest loss of the week, in my opinion. I say Jazz lose by 16.
Oh, wow.
Just rolling the dice there. I don't know. Just the... It seems like unless the Nuggets are a team who starts, like, resting guys here at the end, which I'd be surprised if they were, I just think everybody's priming for the playoffs. I think losses might get a little uglier pretty soon for the Jazz. So
it's fair, and the Nuggets are definitely fighting for playoff position.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know if you saw, they lost to the Wizards.
I didn't see that.
And Jokic was calling out his team after the loss. So they could definitely have...
And he doesn't do stuff like that either.
Right,
so.
He was saying, yeah, we need to play better.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that crazier things have happened. So, but yeah. I'm also going to say the Nuggets win by 11. So that would make it the Jazz go 0-4 this week. But it's kind of granted they play some hard teams. Every team this week is a playoff team.
Yeah, we tried to pick a win this week. It seems like we usually try to, but I don't know. I don't know if it's worth
it.
No win of the week this time. That's a rough one. But we're in the home stretch. We're trying to get Cooper Flagg, so we'll see what happens.
It's true. We'll put Cody Williams in for 30 minutes.
That's right. Kind of an interesting whole piece of Jazz news. I think this is actually really cool. So Isaiah Collier is on pace to set a couple of rookie assist records. Back in 2021, Josh Giddey set the assist per game record for a rookie at 6.4. And Isaiah Collier is currently at 6.2. So if he somehow increases it a little, he could get that. Also, even more impressive, John Stockton's rookie record for total assists is 415. And Isaiah Collier is currently at 385 with 12 games left, which leaves him at 2.5 a game. Do you think he's going to pass it?
I think he could.
Yeah.
Because if anything, he's going to be playing in these games the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
If he keeps up, like, what does he need, like 6 or 7 a game and he's good?
Yeah.
He could probably get that.
Well, to break Stockton's record, he only needs 2.5 a game. Oh, but
easy money then.
Yeah.
And I mean, that means he also has to play every game too.
That's true, yeah. He needs 30 total assists. He could realistically get that in like 3 or 4 games if we've seen him play at that level. So.
Yeah, I think if... There's no way he's not going to get it. The question is, if he's going to play enough games to get
That's right.
That's what I'd say.
Yeah, that's a good... I just think it's cool. That's like, to be mentioned with John Stockton when you're a passer, that's like, there's no greater compliment.
Yeah.
The greatest to ever do it, so...
And I know there were some doubts that I had when we first got Isaiah.
Yeah.
Where I'd been hearing his teammates say, like, in the training camp, say, hey... Like, Isaiah knows how to pass.
Yeah.
Like, he's a really good passer. And I was thinking, okay, whatever.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Because I didn't know if I saw that in his highlights or anything.
Yeah.
And then the first part of the season, he turned the ball over a lot.
Yeah.
And you're like, crap.
Like,
but then, I don't know when it happened. I think it was, like, after All-Star break where he just started getting, like, 10 assists, mm-hmm. 10 assists, 10 assists. And then he's kept that up.
Yeah.
It's gone a little bit down recently from, like, when he was on fire. But he's still doing really well, and in my opinion, he's the best passer on our team as a rookie.
Yeah,
and that's something crazy to say, because I did not think that coming in.
Yeah, nope, I didn't think he's gonna average 6 assists a game. That's not even he's played most of the games this year, especially after he started getting into the starting lineup. I think he's our point guard of the future unless something crazy happens in the draft.
Yeah, I think this also makes it so Keyonte slides over to either backup point guard or shooting guard.
Yeah, I think
for me.
It's odd to me that the Jazz haven't moved. Keyonte hasn't really played the two a lot this year. It's odd to me that they haven't tried that out a little more, but I'm sure they've been doing stuff in practice, but it's kind of interesting.
I guess we'll maybe have to keep like a tracker next episode.
Yeah.
How many assists away is Isaiah?
Yeah.
You said like right now he's like 30 away.
Yeah, he might be at it by the time we get to.
So
hopefully
maybe tonight against the Celtics he could get 10 more.
That'd be sick. Yeah, or maybe he'll just go crazy. He'll get 30 in
one
game.
Break Scott Skiles' record.
Yeah,
that'd be sweet.
That would be sick. Oh man, well it's March.
Yeah, we got to talk about March Madness.
Yeah. Is your bracket still alive? Or?
No.
Oh, shoot,
I think
dude.
There's only like 5,000 brackets out of like a million
that
are still good.
It's wild. Yesterday wasn't even that crazy of a day, I feel like, either. There wasn't too many crazy games, but wow, that's crazy.
I guess I'll confess I had two upsets that didn't happen.
Oh, man.
If you count Utah State, that'd be three.
Yeah.
I had West Point over Purdue. Ooh, yeah. They almost pulled it out.
Yeah.
I was pulling for those guys. And then I also had Yale over Texas A&M.
Oh, man.
I was pulling for them, too. Neither team were able to do it. And then I also picked Drake, who did
pull out the good. Win. Dude, I was one guy, we didn't even talk about him. One guy that just really impressed me was that guy from Drake, Ben Sturts.
Yeah.
Holy cow, dude, that guy's a hooper. Like, he was like, he's legit. I don't know how old he is, but I could see that guy having a career in the NBA. He was like, he was playing good defense. He played with energy. Like, he was making tough shots. Like, dang, dude. That's crazy.
I actually was going to talk about him, so really? I'm glad you pulled it up, because I pulled up the box score of that game.
Uh-huh.
He's actually a junior, 6'4" guard.
Okay.
And he had like 20 points
in
the game. He was clearly Drake's best player, 8-for-11 from the field, perfect from three.
Yeah.
This guy played all 40 minutes in this game.
The announcers were saying he does that every game, which is crazy. That's assuming, unless there's fouls or foul trouble or whatever, but... That's wild.
Yeah, but I would say watch out for Bennett Sturts.
Yeah.
He could bust a lot of brackets next round, because I think they play Texas Tech.
They struggled yesterday.
They could beat Texas Tech. I think they could. I'll be honest. I kind of saw some of this coming. I didn't know about Bennett Sturts as much, but I actually did pick Drake in my Sweet 16.
Ooh, okay.
Which at the time I thought it was a dumb move, but I just did it for fun. But it might actually happen.
Yeah, they dominated yesterday. Was it Missouri they played?
Yeah, they beat Missouri.
Yeah, they led most of that game. I don't even think Missouri led before the beginning
of
the game.
They cut it closer at the end, like to like six.
Yeah.
But they couldn't beat him out. So.
Yeah.
No, he's been looking really good. I'd also argue Boogie Fland from Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about him last episode or maybe two episodes ago. He was looking really good coming off an injury for Arkansas. They beat Kansas, which was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I was hearing some chatter about Boogie Fland. Apparently, you know, he went out with an injury and Arkansas started playing better. So people were like, do we want this guy back? But he proved yesterday why you'd want a guy like him in your lineup. He just... Flying all over the court, just
turning on the Jets.
High energy, yeah. I had Kansas winning that game, but I had them losing the second round anyway, so I wasn't tripping about it too much. So
yeah, and it was fun to watch. That was a close game at the end.
Yeah, who's your final four?
Yeah, so I actually got 3 1 seeds and a 2 seed, so it's not really anything crazy.
A little chalk this year.
I know. I got Michigan State.
Okay.
Duke. Houston and Florida.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So Michigan State's my lone 2 seed.
A lot of people not believing in Auburn this year. I'm also on that train.
they weren't that good in their first game either. Yeah. They could have blown them out by more.
Yeah. Yeah, I got Duke, Houston, Michigan State as well. And I got Maryland. I don't know if you've heard of the nickname. They give the nickname of their starting lineup. It's called the Crab Five.
Oh, I have heard that.
That's freaking sick, dude. And then we've talked about Derek Queen. It was like two episodes ago, I think.
He's the best center in the draft.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know. I could see it. I mean, last year we saw NC State make their run? That kind of reminds me of it a little, just the way they're built. Because Derek Queen's a little bit of a DJ Burns. He's probably a little smaller, but.
Yeah, I mean, Texas Tech's also in that region. They got JT Toppin, Big 12 Player of the Year. They could also make a run.
I had them in the Elite Eight with.
Yeah, they're going to play Drake,
to Maryland,
though.
Yeah.
That'll be good. I'll also say a lot of people are jumping on the Florida hype train.
Yeah.
I think like 20% of brackets had Florida winning, and then 25 had Duke, the top two champions.
Yeah.
I don't know what have you like even watched Florida much this year? I don't even think they were really on my radar.
I watched them a little. I saw them in the SEC championship game. They beat Alabama by like 20 plus points, which Alabama is not a bad team. They're a 2 seed, obviously. So Florida could, I think they've only lost 4 games, right? I think they're 30-4 or something like that. So I'm honestly not a big believer in most of these SEC teams, but I think Florida is legit. They could be pretty good.
They are really good. And then I guess, do you have any upset picks for today. Because there's a lot of games. I could run through them if you want.
Yeah. I think most of my upsets were played yesterday. I feel like... Oh, one of them that I'm really excited to watch. I'm not a big believer in Arizona. They're so up and down. I think Akron, I was looking at their stats. They're a really good three-point shooting team, like most good mid-majors are. And I don't know. That was a gut feeling for me. I could see Akron winning. I actually had them going to my Sweet 16 because I liked their...
Dang, okay. That's crazy.
I like the matchup against Oregon, but yeah. That's my,
we'll see.
Of the day. What about you?
I haven't heard much about Akron, but if you can shoot threes, you can beat anybody, honestly.
Dude, I heard there's a legend that grew up there, so got to pick him, you
it's
know?
True. And Steph Curry, too, right?
Oh, that's true,
I think he's from Ohio, at least. Yeah. But I also got Colorado State beating Memphis.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a popular one, yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say that Colorado State's like won 8 in a row or something.
Memphis top players out, too, I believe. Terry Center.
I didn't know that. But, yeah, Memphis is kind of... I feel like a little bit overrated.
Yeah, I agree.
So I got that's like a 12-5 matchup. And then my other upset pick, I got North Carolina beating Ole Miss.
Ooh, okay.
Which I feel pretty good about after that play-in game from North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then also BYU played Ole Miss like earlier in the season and felt like they whooped us, but now I feel like it wasn't by that much.
Yeah.
I think that North Carolina could beat them. So
I think so too, yeah. Especially after what they did to San Diego State, so it was pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should be some good games today. Cougs, speaking of the Cougs, I guess we'll
talk
about
that. That was a
great
game to watch.
Great game. A lot of people were doubting
us. Dude, I think the experts were saying VCU was the best upset to pick. Yeah. Like, I even saw on one of my buddy's phones, like, the ESPN, like, percentage thing had VCU, like, 55%.
Yeah.
It's like, what the heck? So, man, they didn't win. BYU took care of business.
Yep.
Honestly, I felt like it was a pretty much a team effort.
Solid, yeah.
Everybody on BYU was playing pretty well.
We didn't turn the ball over, pass the ball around. Yegor Demon had a great game. I thought, was it like 15 points, I think?
Yeah, he had like three threes.
Yeah. I honestly think I'm excited because I think BYU has a pretty good path. I don't think we're going to get to the Final Four, but I think Wisconsin's good, but I think it's a winnable game.
Yeah, they're not as scary as some of those other three seeds.
Next up would be Alabama, and I've heard they're injured. Grant Nelson's been out, so we could find our way to Duke in the Elite Eight, possibly. That's my prediction.
Did you
pick
it on your bracket?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Let's go. So that's crazy. You're insane.
You got to believe in the Cougs, you know. So
I'm torn because I also love Wisconsin. That was my mission.
Right. I forgot about
so
that.
I picked Wisconsin. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh shoot!
My BYU fan card's gonna get taken.
That's right, dude. They're on their way.
It's gonna be a close game. I think Wisconsin's also like a pretty good offensive team.
Yeah.
So this game might be like 90 points each.
That's true. Yeah.
It'll be fun to watch.
Interesting. Yeah.
But then I guess the other Utah team, Utah State.
Man.
They got killed.
They stunk it up.
I thought they were going to have a chance.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. They've had such a great year just to lose, but...
Yeah.
I guess last year it was the opposite. Utah State won, BYU didn't, so maybe just every year one Utah team wins and the other one won't.
That's right, and actual Utah will always not be there, so it makes it nice.
Hey, they got their new coach. They got their new coach. That's right. Alex Jensen's going to show them what to do.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I don't think this is like after we didn't have a chance to talk about it. Utah Valley almost made it down.
Right.
So that they lost
because we were hoping they would. They lost to Grand Canyon
in the WAC championship. So
Grand Canyon's also a low key upset too.
Oh, they're good. Yeah, they're
a good team.
So, anyways, that would have been fun to see them, but it's okay, I guess.
Yeah, I loved what was the guy's name on UVU that was really good.
Tanner Toulson's pretty good.
Toulson, he used to be on BYU.
Yeah.
He was hooping, dude. He was hitting all the shots, getting to the rim at will.
Yeah, he's our best player by far, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope, I don't know if he's a senior or junior, but I hope he comes back for next year. He could give them a chance to make it next year as well.
Yeah, that'd be really
And that was actually the first time UVU's ever made it to the conference championship.
Yeah.
So. Great
and they're in the NIT, which is still cool. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if they've made the NIT that much.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. Utah Hockey Club, just a quick update, 31-27-11. I think we won four games this week, lost one.
That's really good.
So we'll take that. I don't know if you saw, I think I sent it to you, but the Ryan Smith's offering $1 subscriptions for the rest of the season for anybody who's interested. If it's even worth it. I guess it's a dollar, but you know.
A dollar? You could. I think I got a dollar sitting around somewhere.
That's right, yeah. Find some in your cup holder, probably just a little loose change.
Yeah, that's honestly good for marketing too. People can start actually watching the team.
I'm so grateful we have an owner who's like willing to just try things out. Like the fan-friendly pricing thing, I think has worked out. Well, I don't know on the business side how it's worked out, but it's been...
I'm sure they still make a good amount of money people off use that. It.
Yeah,
more
absolutely.
People are going to buy.
Absolutely, so...
And then in terms of the wild card, we're still outside the wild card
by like
4 points. It feels like we've been like 2 to 5 points out the whole year. So right now we're out by 4.
Yeah, and it looks like we're at like almost 70 games, which means I think their season's similar to ours in the NBA. So we're probably running out of time if we're being real. But
yeah, I think the season will end pretty soon. But What would you say for the Utah Hockey Club first year? What would you rate this year, like in terms of like your expectations, what they've actually done this year? How would you like rate this year for the Utah Hockey Club?
Oh man, I'm so happy. I think it's worked out so well. I mean, I wish the name thing would move a little faster. I know that I saw something this week that they filed paperwork because they've decided on a name, but they're not telling anybody. Anyways,
maybe they'll do it like right before the lottery or something.
So that part's a little disappointing, I think. But other than that, every time I go to a game, like the energy is like people are excited, and I still like on campus here in Provo, I see people with Utah Hockey Club stuff on all the time, and I'm like, this is hype. So I think the momentum's just gonna continue to grow. I'm excited to see how the Delta Center gets renovated. I think that'll make things even better. So, yeah. How do you think it went?
I'd say they did better than my expectations. Yeah. I didn't think they were going to be a playoff team.
Yeah. That too. Yeah.
I thought they were. I didn't know how good the Coyotes were.
Yeah.
But I think they performed better than I would have thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're competitive. They don't win every game, but they're at least in every game. I think they have some guys on their roster that we can really enjoy watching. If I'm not mistaken, I think Sergachev was a guy we traded for.
Yeah.
And also another defenseman, John Marino. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I don't know. I think the roster's decent. You've got some fan favorites already.
I don't think Veggie was supposed to be this good.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to be our starting goalie like he has been. And he just signed an extension. Like, dude, it's hype.
Yeah. Veggie's been insane. Yeah. I think our other goalie's pretty good too. I don't know how much he'll play.
Ingram, yeah.
Connor Ingram.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say overall success.
Yeah, it's like
I think next year you just continue to build the roster and hope to make the playoffs next year.
Absolutely.
That's kind of the goal.
When you do a new team, you got to have some personnel. You got to have some spicy tunas in there, and you got to have, you know. So it's exciting. I'm really hyped. I'm excited to see what the new branding's going to be. And
too, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Mammoth, but
I think so too.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Anything but Utah Hockey Club, for real, anything. but thank you so much for joining us on our episode today. We hope that you're enjoying March Madness. We hope that you're enduring the Jazz season. Don't forget to check us out on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. We also went over some guys to watch in March Madness in our last two or three episodes. So you can find those there if you're looking for guys and profiles and things to look at March Madness. And we hope you take care. Peace.